Hi, and thanks for listening to the podcast. My name's April, but you might know me as the Podzilla. I've decided that I really want to share some things that I know because I know now that I didn't always know what I know, but now I do. So every week, I'll be sharing bite-sized real talks with advice that you didn't even know you needed. If you already follow me online, then you know that I love talking about why everybody is a good body. But there's lots of things that I didn't know about body positivity and activism that I'd love to share with you, as well as sharing my advice as a fat person so that you, like me, can become more inclusive and happy with your own body. I'm here to learn, teach, and grow. So if you are too, subscribe to hear from me whenever a new episode drops. Well, hello and welcome back. It's episode 12, aka the final episode of season 2 of the podcast. Today's episode is doing something a little different and dropping on a Friday because it's New Year's Eve and I wanted to give you some affirmations to take into next year. For the last few weeks, I've seen plenty of great advice about not letting the diet industry wreak havoc on your body and mind this week. And actually, that advice is great for any week. If that has felt like it was easier said than done, let me remind you of some important truths. Accepting these and reminding yourself of them will help you build up your resilience to negative and harmful messaging. Knowing positive truths about yourself will do more for your body image than you'd think. So here we go. Repeat after me. I deserved to feel good about my body every year. This year it will be different because now I know that that's true. I am allowed to set boundaries. It's important and I will always look back and be glad that I stood by them. I can communicate my needs and wants. There is nothing shameful about them. My intuition is powerful. If something feels off, it probably is. I do not need to chase people. I deserve to be loved as I am in the ways that I want. My body is not a measure of my value in the world. Not everyone is where I am. I have the capacity for compassion and understanding to allow others space to continue their learning and unlearning. The things I was told as a child may not have been true. I deserve to protect and nourish my inner child as I would any child. Toxic relationships do not need to be maintained no matter who they're with. I deserve to thrive when I'm connected with others and with myself. Staying hydrated is one of the most important things I can do. Actually, that one's just for me. And last, but definitely not least, a reminder that I've been giving you all year and will be giving you again in 2022. Your body, my body, everybody is a good body. Happy New Year. Thanks again for listening to this episode of the podcast, part of the Acast Creator Network. If you enjoyed it, then don't forget to rate, like, subscribe, follow, whatever it is that you need to do so that you don't miss an episode. And if you know someone that might like it, don't forget to share it with them. You can also come and chat to me about anything from this episode on Instagram or Facebook. You'll find me at The Podzilla. This podcast is about me, but it's also about you. So if you have questions, need advice, or want to hear my thoughts on something, head to thepodzilla.com and let me know. I'll leave the links where you can find them.